Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The government shutdown and an end to a shutdown may be near, but it can't be here soon enough for people dealing with the nightmare at the airports, from travelers to employees.
It was just mass chaos, sitting in chairs for like 13 hours.
They can't pay for gas to get to work. That we have trainees that have moved hundreds, if not thousands of miles across the country to the highest cost of areas of living, and now can't even afford to go to work.
Family of four here, four kids, were forced to kind of sleep in the airport.
Sunday was the single worst day for travelers since the shutdown began.
And as we hear from KRLD's Eric Bushman, major headaches also remain at North Texas Airport.
The fourth day of mandatory reductions from the Federal Aviation Administration as air traffic controllers and other airport employees working for the federal government call out sick in protest of the government shutdown. The day started off with delays at DFW Airport and at Dallas Love Field. The cuts began Friday, and as long as the shutdown continues, it's expected to increase. However, chances of an agreement to reopen the government are increasing by the hour as the Senate reached a deal and House Speaker Mike Johnson has told his members to get back to Washington. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Pain at the airlines today a bit more, especially for the major airlines. DFW Airport has seen 107 cancellations, 359 delays. About 47 of those cancellations came from American Airlines and all out of DFW for the most part. We saw 21 cancellations today at Love Field with 130 delays. Checking the terminals, DFW Airport, slowest is Terminal D, the international terminal, where it's between 11 and a lot of minutes beyond that. But it's calming down a little bit at Love Field. It had been wait times at TSA of about 30 minutes, down to about a little over 9 minutes at this point.
Well, the High Court says it will not hear an argument to overturn the ruling which legalized same-sex marriage in 2015. Mark Ferris and his husband, Vic Holmes of Plano, were two of the four plaintiffs in Texas marriage equality case. Ferris says he's absolutely relieved.
Even though I didn't expect the Supreme Court to take the case, you never know. And if they had, it could have made a mess for all of us who are in a same-sex marriage or want to be in a same-sex marriage.
This is the second time former Kentucky court clerk Kim Davis appeals has been denied by the Supreme Court.
According to a new poll, there's a lead change in the race for the Democratic nomination for Senate.
According to Impact Research, there's been a 36-point swing in the Democratic race for Senate since August, with State Rep. James Tallarico now sitting on a 6-point lead over former Dallas Congressman Colin Allred. Tallarico with 48% of Dem voters to Allred's 42. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones.
It's not clear that Allred will be able to reverse this absent a pretty serious negative campaign against Tallarico, which could boomerang on him as well.
As for the Republican side, Jones says polling appears to show a May runoff is evident.
There's going to be a full court press in D.C. on President Trump to endorse either Hunt or Cornyn, whoever's in the race against Paxton, with the goal of safeguarding the seat for Texas Republicans.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we are broadcasting live from the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton also filing a lawsuit against Jolt Initiative Incorporated. The Attorney General says Jolt orchestrated a systematic and unlawful voter registration scheme designed to sabotage Texas election integrity and allow illegal immigrants to vote. Paxton said any organization attempting to register, quote, illegals who he says are all criminals, must be completely crushed and shut down immediately. Jolt says on their website that they are a nonprofit working to increase civic participation of Latinos in Texas. We have reached out to them to see if they have any response to Paxton's lawsuit.
Looks like the deal has been reached in the Senate. That would bring four moderate Democrats over to the Republican side and put them over that 60-vote threshold they need. Now, in return, the Democrats, they get a promise from the Republicans that there will be a vote next month on extending those tax credits that have enabled millions of people to afford health care coverage through the Affordable Care Act. In addition,
that's what they were holding out for.
Right. All the federal workers that Trump had fired or threatened to fire, they'll get their jobs back, and they'll get back pay, too. Democrats on the far left, they're upset. They accuse their more centrist colleagues of caving, some calling for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's resignation.
From what they have told us, they knew that they weren't going to be able to secure the health care outcomes that they wanted in terms of policy. The writing was on the wall. Republicans had made clear that they weren't going to give Democrats what they wanted. And they also recognized that the pain of the shutdown was just becoming too much.
That is what New Hampshire Senator Jean Shaheen was saying today on CBS Mornings.
Keeping the government shut down for another week or another month doesn't indicate that there would be any change in the outcome. All it would mean is that more Americans would suffer.
And they were certainly suffering at the airport this weekend, with more air traffic controllers and TSA agents not showing up for work.
Sunday was the single worst day for travelers since the shutdown began. Today may not be a whole lot better. The FAA had hoped by ordering airlines to bring down the number of flights, it would ease the burden on controllers, but it really appears the burden of working without pay now for 40 days could be reaching a breaking point.
So let's bring in News Nation's Kelly Meyer right now to talk about this. She's been covering the story. What is the next step here?
So, you know, it's a big step forward for sure, because they've been at an impasse for so long. But I think it's important for people at home to know we aren't there just yet. So the Senate still has to do a final vote on this. There could be some more debate. Then it has to go to the House and then come over here to the White House, where we are reporting from today, for the president to sign it. We know he is eager to sign it to end this shutdown. He just put something out on True Social about getting air traffic controllers back to work, all of them. This still may take some time, and they might run into some problems in the House because Democrats are pretty much united there against this deal that they came up with. The only reason they got it across the finish line was because those seven Democrats and the one independent that caucuses with the Democrats were able to get the tally to 60 to get that to the next phase, basically, in the Senate.
Everything is timing, and what caused, is it just the suffering at the airports, the SNAP benefits? What caused the seven to finally say, all right, we got to get something done here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that's a question they got last night, too, when they gave this press conference. The eight of them, seven Democrats, one independent, came out and basically said, you know, they finally, I don't know, came to a point, it seemed, that they weren't going to be able to agree on the subsidies part, and they just weren't getting anywhere. Things were starting to really pile up. The folks that have SNAP weren't getting those benefits. The military weren't getting their pay. Obviously, the damage and the delays at the airports piling up as well. So they came to a point on Sunday. They worked in the weekend and then finally came across to do this, to kind of cross the aisle, get this done. But they do have an agreement to vote on those subsidies or kind of come together on that in December, but there's no guarantee that will pass. And that's really what Democrats were delaying this for, because they wanted to make sure they could get an agreement on that. And in the end, they really weren't able to get that in this package.
Yeah, now I was going to say, there's the promise of a vote in December. Would there be any actual negotiations, though? Or, I mean, a vote, it seems like it we know how that's going to go.
And that's why you're hearing some frustration from the Democrats that didn't want to give in. You heard from Bernie Sanders saying this was a very, very bad vote. You heard from Schumer saying we're not going to give up on health care for Americans, because they were frustrated that the other Democrats came across the aisle to vote with Republicans on this and they didn't stand united. But those more moderate Democrats, which is what the White House was kind of leaning on, those Democrats kind of breaking down and finally crossing the aisle to vote with Republicans, the other Democrats are frustrated at them for doing that. So it's a big divide there on Capitol Hill.
Kelly, is this a kick the can down the road kind of thing? How long does this continuing resolution fund the government?
Exactly. And that's a major point, too. It doesn't fund it for the entirety of the year, which is what another proposal was. This one just goes till January.
Oh, wow.
So you could find yourself back here in January, the classic kick the can down the road. So, it's something that we'll be watching closely from here. We'll see what happens with that vote in December, see what happens in January. But at least for right now, the movement looks like it's going in the direction of ending the shutdown. But we still have some time before we get there.
Good enough. Kelly, thank you so much. We appreciate it. That is News Nation's Kelly Meyer with us here on KRLD. So
January,
we'll
good
see.
Lord.
End of January. That's all they could do.
That's all we could do.
Two
buddy.
And a half months, and we get to do it all over again.
And you know it's going to be coming back because, again, if the far-left Democrats give the more moderate Democrats a lot of hell, back in this same situation.
They already are.
Yeah.
You know, hardly a day goes by that we don't hear more concerns about artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
And not just in terms of things being faked on the internet and the obvious privacy issues, but also the number of people concerned that their jobs will soon be taken over by some AI-fueled chatbot.
And we've kind of thrown that around here on this show a little bit. Are we worried about that?
I think everyone is to some extent. Well, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon says not to worry. He doesn't have such a bleak outlook when it comes to the technology, and he has one message: embrace it.
Look, it's going to affect, the way I look at it, is every application, every job, every customer interface, everything we all do, and you're all going to have your own personal assistants, you're going to have agents that do research for you every time you wake up in the morning. And I agree with Eric, it's going to be unbelievable. It's going to cure a lot of diseases that we've all been afflicted with. You know, my guess is the developed world will be working 3.5 days a week in 20, 30, 40 years and have wonderful lives. And now, and forget, there are some dangerous parts, which I'll let, you know, Eric describe a little bit here. But I would say embrace it. You know, technology has downsides. It's used by bad people, but embrace it. We had 40 million people working on farms, tractors and fertilizers. It's now like 1.5 million. We live better lives. We have better food. Those people went to do other things, you know, and so it'll be okay. We've been using it now for 13 years. We have, you know, we spend a lot of money on it. We know exactly what it does in certain things. It's literally at the beginning. There's whatever you think, there are waves of this coming down the road. And the only thing I'd add to that is if it happens too fast for society to adjust, you know, and I will give you a thought exercise. I think there are 2 million commercial truckers in the United States. And if somehow you can push a button, convert it to AI, you know, it's cheaper, faster, safer, less CO2. You kind of want to do it, but you shouldn't do it if you're going to put 2 million people out of jobs. And the way to handle that is retraining, income assistance, slow it down, early retirement, relocation programs, and it's all doable. And that would have to take both government and business doing that together. And so we should be preparing for that today, because AI is happening rather quickly. You know, you can't replace human capital. You can't replace thinking. You know, all these things that people think are going to happen won't happen exactly the way you expect.
So, you know, he made a lot of good points there, though.
But I mean, the gist of it was, it's going to take some jobs, but we'll figure it out.
Well, he brought up the old the farmers. There used to be 33 million farmers in America.
Yeah.
Now there's about a million something. But most of those people went and did other things, and the food got better and more efficient and all that. So maybe, I mean, it's going to happen. You're going to have to embrace it. You're going to have to learn from it. You're going to have to use it.
You know, the thing that was concerning to me, he mentioned, oh, well, wouldn't it be great? You only have a 3.5-day work week. Well, yeah, that's awesome. But guess what? You're probably only going to get paid for 3.5 days.
Yeah, and that's, again, we're always, it's going to happen. One day or one way or another, we're going to have to embrace this somehow and cultivate it for ourselves.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.